Alrighty. Everybody know about that ban going to happen very shortly at New York City about how they want to ban foam containers. Right now, the Restaurant Action Alliance of New York City wants to sue the city of New York. Why? Why they want to do this? Because it's the business is in jeopardy of losing the rights to use foam cups, foam containers. Pretty much they want to implement rules for recycled foam. Just to tell you what's up with the foam right now. Every foam is recyclable right now. If you take a look at the wholesalers, you'll see recyclable foam pretty much on in black and white. Okay. Seems like the New York City don't have enough common sense to see that. That's why the suit was filed in New York Supreme Court, called this decision to ban foam arbitrary and capricious, and asked the court to reverse the commissioner's determination that foam is not recyclable and ordered DSNY to implement rules to recyclable foam. Here's a quote and end quote. Start quote, "We put together a ban that even the city recycler support that would have removed all polyurethane foam and not just food service articles from the city waste stream. Our plan represents a sound of environmental policy, but they opted for a political expanded ban," said Michael Westerfield, DART's director of recycling. "The city council set forth every very specific criteria for the DSNY to evaluate, and we met and or exceed every one of them. What we didn't know is the city hall had a pretty much hidden agenda that would not be swayed by facts or common sense. We are taking a stand today to protect thousands of businesses that will suffer if the ban is allowed to stand, as well as manufacturers and recyclers who oppose this ban." Okay, that's an end quote. So if the ban happens, the business is screwed and the wholesalers are screwed. So the wholesalers will lose money and all the businesses will lose money. That's what the liberals want. They want small businesses and restaurants to shut down because of a hidden agenda. Screw the hidden agenda. Totally screw it. Don't even listen to the liberals. They don't even know what they're talking about. Their face is so hidden in that MSNBC crap. They're afraid to turn the channel, to really turn off the TV, to research the real facts. Why want to listen to liberals when they only want to hear one side of the story and not really take time to really research? Come on, guys. I'm not ditching the liberals on this show, but really, where's your common sense? Business got to stay open for you to eat at, right? Why ditch it? Wholesalers got to stay open somehow. So why you want to ban? Don't y'all want to eat out? Come on. Don't you want to take food at to your home and eat? You have to have a container or something to do that. Use your common sense. That's why you have a brain. That's why you was born with a brain, really. At the end of the day, this ban will not only cost money, but it will hurt business and the family, said a business owner. So pretty much they're taking a stand. They're going to say, we're not going to allow the city to ban this because there's a lawsuit, and the lawsuit's already filed. It is what it is. If you need more information about this, ladies and gentlemen, you can contact Sarah Gould at 914-589-4487, or you can always view the coalition's executive summary, a legal challenge, anytime. Just do a web search on that. It's pretty much discrimination and everything else. I mean, it's crazy. That's why people want to sue people these days, because they don't get why the businesses have to use carryouts, trays to, you know, furnish you something to eat in. You know, come on, really? Use your nugget. It's common sense. If you don't like the containers, then just don't go to the restaurant. Okay? Really? Use your brain. Don't like it, then why you go? Come on. Use your common sense. Businesses are there to make money so they can pay their employees. Okay? They need containers for you to take your food home. If you don't want the containers, then why have the restaurant open for you to take food home? If y'all don't want them to use containers and y'all crying because the ban is going on, then it's y'all's fault. Okay, come on. Use your common sense. And that's all I'm going to say about this subject.